And it is time for your KDNK local newscast for this Friday morning, July 6th. I'm Steve Cole, live from the heart of Carbondale's Creative District. Last night there was a meeting at Basalt High School so that Eagle County representatives could update everyone on the fire. And again, if you go to eaglecounty.us/sheriff, you can read this report, as I will do right now. There was an update. The fire status, Lake Christine Fire is now at 5,263 acres and is still 0% contained. Winds continue to be erratic, so they cannot predict which way the fire is going. Evacuation status, all evacuation orders are still in place. They still do not know when it will be safe to allow evacuees to return home. Please know that saving lives and property are top priorities. Once the evacuation orders are lifted, they're working on a method to ensure that only residents of those areas are allowed to enter. This is for neighborhood safety and security. More details will be shared as the process is refined for reentry. And again, they thank everyone for their support. Information officers will resume sharing public information this morning unless conditions change. And as that was the last entry on the log, it looks like there was nothing. Being near the evacuation zones myself, had everything packed. It just seemed like it was going to be another night. There was some gusty winds in the early evening hours, but those calmed down, and it was a peaceful night, and it seems to be fairly peaceful now. And that seems to be just a little less smoke here on the valley floor today, but obviously still fire is still burning on Missouri Heights and Basalt Mountain, so they continue to battle that with their Stage 2 team. Hotshot teams as well are now, they expect a second hotshot team to enter the valley today and help make progress on the fire. As far as animal evacuation information, you can call Colorado Animal Rescue Care at 945-9173, Alpine Animal Hospital at 963-2371, Carbondale Animal Hospital 963-2826. Red Hill Kennels is full. The Orchard Church on Snowmass Drive in Carbondale is open for evacuee pets accompanied by their people, 963-8773, Glenwood Veterinary Clinic, 945-5401, and Garfield County Fairgrounds is ready for large and small animals, including caged fowl. Members of the Roaring Fork Swamp on Facebook have established a public Google spreadsheet where people can share information about needs, volunteer opportunities, and more. KDNK's Raleigh Burley spoke with Carrie Hill about the effort.
So I'm speaking with Carrie Hill, who is part of an effort via the Roaring Fork Swap on Facebook to organize volunteers as well as needs, everything that might be happening for citizens who are affected by the Lake Christine fire.
So last night, fairly late, Ray Alexander, who's one of the admins on the Roaring Fork Swap board, posted a thread within the Roaring Fork Swap, asking people to try and consolidate their volunteers for space or time or donations to one thread because it was getting spread all over the board and there were random posts and comments. And we decided that a spreadsheet would be a great place to try and consolidate all of that information into one spot that we could refer a lot of different people to. And it would be one place where people who needed help could get information quickly without having to scroll through a bunch of threads on Facebook. So I created the Google spreadsheet that's completely shareable and editable by anyone. You don't have to have a Google account. And people are adding information on housing that they have available for people who are displaced. We have a tab for people who need housing that are displaced. The new shelter at Roaring Fork High School is not allowing pets, so that's kind of thrown a wrench into some people's evacuation plan. A lot of the people posting on the spreadsheet will allow pets. We also have a tab for people who want to donate items or time. They're asking people not to just randomly show up and drop things off, but they are making calls for donations. Aspen Adrenaline is filling up a trailer and will deliver that stuff when they call for it. Garfield County Fairgrounds needs hay in 5-gallon buckets. There's a lot of different information on the spreadsheet. There's also a list of people who are willing to volunteer, whether it's helping people evacuate, running shuttles, or packing brown bag lunches. We're trying to, you know, get as much information as we can into the spreadsheet to make it a resource for the entire community.
Thank you so much, Carrie Hill, for this initiative.
Thanks so much, Raleigh.
And for a link to the video, you can go to kdnk.org. At 7 a.m. on Tuesday morning, management of the fire was transitioned to make that Thursday morning. Management of the fire was transitioned from local authorities to a Type 2 incident management team. Keith Brink spoke on behalf of the team at the community meeting held at Basalt High School last night.
I'm here to tell you we're an aggressive team, and our direction is to put this thing out, and that's what we're going to do if we can safely get folks in there. So we've got a good plan in place, and we hope to proceed with that. We had a real good day. We were able to get some resources in, which resources already are critical in the Northwest, which is kind of hard to believe. We were able to use heavy equipment today, and we've got line around the top end of this thing up towards this reservoir up here, Spring Park Reservoir, with heavy equipment. We've got hand crews that have been coming in. We're getting more helicopters in tomorrow. We have one hotshot crew, which some of those you are familiar. Those are the elite of the elite of the crews. We put them in the toughest spots, the most technical firefighting operations there are on a fire. We have one we're using now. We're getting another one tomorrow. So that's a big help as well.
Applause erupted at the same meeting when Eagle County Sheriff James Van Beek addressed concerns of immigration officials hanging around evacuation centers.
As you know, we have the evacuation centers. We have two of them here at Basalt High School, and we also have the Roaring Fork High School. They are open, and especially to the Spanish-speaking community or the immigrant community, to deal with the rumors that were going around that there is no need to fear and that there's no immigrant officials at any of these locations. So we encourage you, if you need a place to go, come to these facilities.
And again, evacuation orders will remain in effect for the indefinite future. It was confirmed that only three houses were lost, and those owners have been notified. For people that haven't been told otherwise, their home is okay. When safety of evacuated areas is assessed and utilities are restored, evacuees will be advised that they may return to their homes. For urgent information regarding this incident, you can call 970-445-4911. So that's your update as of this morning. So it looks like great progress is being made, and hopefully we can avoid some flare-ups. The weather, 20% chance of a rain shower today for the Mid-Valley, 20% for Aspen today. Then Aspen jumps to 50% for a chance of rain tomorrow with a high of 83, at 20% for the rest of the valley, 40% for Leadville. So we hope for some rain and hopefully no lightning strikes, which may start this whole process over again. Let's not hope for that.